Hello, my name's Lucy Jeffrey, and I'm really excited to share with you news of the upcoming conference, A New Poetics of Space, Literary Walks in Times of Pandemics and Climate Change. The conference is organised by myself and Professor Vicky Angelaki and will take place on the 7th of December this year. We're both based at Mid-Sweden University, where we're researching, amongst other things, literature and the environment. We've set up this virtual conference to encourage academics, creatives and practitioners to think about the interrelationship between the COVID-19 pandemic and the environment through the act of walking. As we have become more mindful of our day-to-day comings and goings, our engagement with literature that either extols the virtues of walking or warns against the perils of the journey has both heightened and changed. The conference aims to help us understand how our experience of confinement has reshaped our lives, particularly our understanding of a politics of place. Our two keynote speakers, Professors Anne Wallace and John Hegland, are literary scholars whose research on walking and mapping in literature has informed our understanding of our interaction with the environment. We also have a virtual exhibition by Mexican artist Lilia Luján with work that responds directly to the pandemic and climate crises of today. I'm now going to take you through the conceptual aims of the conference with the hope that this will inspire you to either take part by submitting an abstract or simply by attending. So, the conference takes its title from Gaston Bachelard's The Poetics of Space, written in the middle of the 20th century. The conference's focus on the importance of space during a time of accelerating global warming and government-imposed self-isolation measures revisits Bachelard's top-analytical approach by focusing on the act of walking. As our planet faces unprecedented pressures in the form of Californian wildfires, the melting permafrost in Siberia, and rising sea levels that threaten to submerge islands of the Maldives, eco-critical explorations of the literary walk are not only enlightening, but necessary. As we are all experiencing the widespread lockdown of our communities and are acclimatizing to unprecedented isolation and confinement measures, our relationship to the space in which we live, our understanding of what this space is, and our movement within the space we occupy has radically shifted. 2020 has seen our healthcare and environmental concerns overlap as factors ranging from our dependence on technology to our reliance on single-use plastics have impacted and defined our experience of lockdown. As the environmental and healthcare crises demand a reconsideration of society's basic values, constitution, and purposes, it is our hope that this conference will engage with these contemporary concerns to help outline what we are describing as a new poetics of space. In 2015, Robert McFarlane identified the gaps in our vocabulary to describe the impact of environmental damage, asking, "Is there a word yet for the post-natural rain that falls when a cloud is rocket-seeded with silver iodide? Or an island newly revealed by the melting of sea ice in the Northwest Passage, or the glistening tide marks left on coastlines by oil spills?" This conference asks us to think about what words we might use to describe how our attitude towards our role, place, and being in the environment has shifted since the COVID-19 pandemic. Through wide-ranging papers that discuss creative processes to various walking practices, the conference seeks to explore the cultural and historical significance of walking in different cultures and historical periods. We hope that this will help us to understand our own walking practices today as the COVID-19 and climate change crises redefine our lives. For anyone interested in joining us, we encourage discussions that raise questions about how our current situation has reshaped our engagement with the literature, performance, art and music, and look forward to thinking about walking through new critical perspectives. In a nutshell, The conference aims to understand why walking is particularly important to us now. It seeks to do so through comparative engagement with the tradition of walking in a range of creative works that include romantic ramblings in the Lake District and a flaneur's stroll through the streets of Paris, to give two well-known examples. By unpicking the social and political issues at stake in these creative engagements with walking, we can begin to see parallels with our contemporary healthcare and climate change struggles. As Tim Ingold suggests in his study on the significance of lines, as with a line that goes out for a walk, in the story, as in life, there is always somewhere further one can go. And in storytelling, as in wayfaring, it is in the movement from place to place, or from topic to topic, that knowledge is integrated. We hope that by concentrating on creative responses to walking, we can unveil knowledge that, prior to our experience of the current global pandemic and climate crises, was veiled in seemingly abstract and unrelatable forms. At issue is the uncomfortable realization of just how deeply anthropocentric our thinking and reading of major global issues have been. Yet, we hope that through the analysis of the act of wandering in creative arts, we can accept our role in shaping the environmental and healthcare state we find ourselves in, so that we can face this new poetics of space with a new set of questions.